Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God, Hebrews 11, 15, and 16. If they had been thinking about the country that they had left, they could have found a way to go back. Instead, these men were longing for a better country, a heavenly country. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God. He has prepared a city for them. Help wanted, fellow travelers, pilgrims, and sojourners on the Lamb's road to heaven. Requirements, a recognition that the best is yet to come, a longing for heaven, a willingness to share your life as lived by the words of God. I would very much like to establish on my website, livingbythewordsofgod.com, a connecting point for people to share the journey of life as given in Jesus Christ. I am seeking people who can be identified as those who are not looking for a way to go back, but to press forward toward what God promises His children. People who haven't fallen so much in love with earth that heaven has become a distant promise. People who desire to strengthen the eternal bond we have as believers in Jesus Christ. What would we share? Our real interaction with the words of God, our thoughts and struggles, prayer lives. I would love to have pages and pages of collected writings where fellow sojourners recount their honest walk with God and share them with other believers and seekers. A page where we could post our prayer requests, knowing that brothers and sisters from every part of the globe, including our neighbors in Indiana and Illinois, will be praying for us and we for them. Can you imagine what a reservoir of strength and encouragement this could be? How about it, Belarus, Botswana, France, Great Britain? The farmer in Illinois praying for the inner city dad in Indianapolis. Can you imagine how God could use such a network of believers to change our perspective on life? Hebrews 11:10. Abraham was waiting for the city that God had designed and built, the city with permanent foundations. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.